gum candy, bubble gum and taffy. Skip to the sweet shop with my sweetheart Sandy. Got my penny saved, so I'm a sugar daddy. I'm a Hugh Cronin, she my Jessica Candy. I want candy. Put it in a pile, split it with my bitty, 50-50 down the line. Kinda like Close Encounters of the Cavity kind. I'm talking licorice, kisses, talking chocodile smiles. I want candy. I got a sugar tooth. Put on your shin guard, Sandy, cause I wanna knock boots. Lick a peppermint stick till the lollipop droops. Gum drops it, don't stop till it's lit, not loose. I need candy, bubble gum and taffy. Get my way, punk, you're gonna get your ass beat. Nasty, do it till your dad sees. Embarrass your whole family just cause you came between a kid and his candy. I need candy, any kind will do. Don't care if it's nutritious or FDA approved. It's gonna make me spaz like bobcats on booze. A hyperactive juice that only I can produce. If you was a giant drill, born straight into hell, releasing ancient demons from their sleep forever spell, so they can walk upon the earth and get resituated and hawk to diet pills and be people to create it. I need candy, what's the candy? Eat candy till I'm dead. I'll kill you for some candy, give me candy, candy head. Why you keeping all the candy? Who made you candy king? If you don't give me some candy, I will make the lady sick.
Hey everyone, this is Toon Kid. Sorry I'm a little late this week. Technical difficulties, personal difficulties. Well, not like I had personal problems. I just got sick as a dog and really didn't feel like casting. I was just coughing with a 102 temperature. And I just really didn't fucking feel like it. But today I'm kind of just chilling out and kind of just like, should probably do it. So, here it is.
What's up, Mad Doc?
So what's going on with me? Kind of like I said before, I got sick last week with a combination of really bad allergies from pollen and a cold at the same time. So basically, I was just dead for like a good like 5 days. Just sat in bed and watched cartoons and movies and downloaded lots and lots of shit. Legally, of course, totally, perfectly legally. It's A-okay to all you government officials listening to the show, because you're tapping everything I'm doing, because, yeah, okay.
What a loser.
A few things I watched for all you anime fans out there. I watched Princess Mononoke, which is one of my favorite animated movies. I watched My Neighbor Totoro, which is a kid's film, but I still think it's really, really well done. I'll get into that. And I also watched, Spirited Away, and those three are all by the same director. I don't remember his name, but I don't know, I personally think they're really good. Spirited Away is about this girl who gets, her family's moving and they find this weird place, this weird building, and they walk through this tunnel. It's kind of like one of those train tunnels, but they just walk through it, and they find this old, like an old carnival kind of place. And they're walking through it, The parents find this food, and they start eating the food, and they get turned into pigs. And they're apparently stuck in the spirit world. And the girl has to stay there and figure out how to get her parents back. And it's this whole deal. And I don't know, I think it's a really, really good movie. It's all about love, and all about fighting for what you believe in, and finding out the truth in your life and the truth in the world. It's very interesting. It's really, really good. I think it's really well done. It's one of his later works. Princess Mononoke is about about this guy who lives in an ancient tribe in Japan, and he's exiled because he gets cursed by this demon. He goes off into the world trying to find a way to stop the curse, and in this he finds out that these people are killing all these demons and destroying the world, and demons are getting angry and angry about it, and he finds out that the humans are gonna try and kill off the forest spirit, which is like the ultimate spirit over everything, life, death, everything. It's a really weird looking thing. It's like a deer, human, bird kind of thing. I don't know. It makes no sense to me. And like the humans shoot its head off, but somehow it still lives. Like, a lot of the end of the movie is them trying to get the head back to the creature. And, like, finally, they finally get it back on, but they don't get it on before sundown. Or sunup, I mean. And the creature just dies. And it kind of sucks. But the creature cured the guy of his curse. And he went off to live happily ever after. I think it's a very long, drawn-out story. I really didn't feel like telling a lot of the details. But I think what's interesting about all three of those movies, My Neighbor Totoro, Princess Mononoke, and Spirited Away, is that being all of them of the same director, you can tell, like, certain aspects of his style and certain things he likes to do. Like, one thing that he does in every single one of his movies is he has something about the rain and how the rain is important to, like, the dramatic, I don't know exactly what I'm trying to say about this, but like, the rain's always important in every movie he's ever made, be it Kikyo's Delivery Service, which is majorly a kid movie, but it starts raining and it's important. My Neighbor Totoro, it started raining and the girl gave the Totoro an umbrella, which had gave them a connection and helped their connection strengthen their friendship so that Totoro could help her later on. In Spirited Away, the water was there so she couldn't leave. And then when she left, like, it rained for most of the movie, and then when she was leaving, the water was gone, and she could actually tell there was a path across the river, and she could actually get there. In Princess Mononoke, it rained and was flooding the whole town. They had to get everything out, but like, they had to work and get everything out, and had to have help from certain spirits to get everything out. And it was just interesting to see how he would use the rain and everything, and how much he noticed how much rain is important to our life and focused on it, but made it so you had to think about it, not so he was just giving it to you, which I thought was really interesting and really, really well done.
Gentlemen, the Ugig Mikitash!
Fyla, come on. You really gonna call it that?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the Klingon word for superior galactic intelligence, and that's what this is.
Superior galactic grandma after eating a block of cheese, smoking three packs of cigarettes, and drinking a quart of milk. Disgusting, that's the word.
Well, I invented it, and I can call it what I want.
Fine, eh? Good luck with the casual sex! I mean it! No, because you won't get it. Not with that name. Anyway, go on. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Meatwad, what do you think?
My butt itches.
All right.
Okay, now for something that I've been wanting to talk about for a couple days. It's not really about cartoons or about me, but I've had different handheld systems in my life, as a lot of people have. And for you gamers out there, you might know. You'll know what I'm talking about. Like, my first handheld system was a Game Boy Pocket. I didn't get the first Game Boy, I got the Game Boy Pocket, the thinner one, which I thought was really cool. My first game was Pokemon, which was a good game. I still love playing it every once in a while. Yeah, beyond that. And then the next thing I got was the Game Boy Color, which really never got a lot of color. But I remember, long ago, I remember my cousin having a Game Gear. And a Game Gear was full color, like, handheld system, Shaped kind of like a PSP, but a lot thicker. It took six batteries. No. Four AA batteries, which was heavy as hell. But it still, like, was awesome. And it had the best game ever. It had Sonic. And then it had Sonic and Tails. And then it had Sonic and Knuckles. And those games were awesome. Awesome, awesome. And that the Game Gear kicked butt in the handheld system, but nobody knew about it. Sega Game Gear. If you ever find one, buy it and get the Sonic game. You'll love it. But I've been listening to a lot of gaming podcasts. Nobody's talked about the Game Gear. And like, it wasn't until recently with the PSP and the DS that they finally surpassed the ability of the Game Gear. That the Game Gear was so ahead of its time, nobody knew what to... No programmers knew what to do with it. And so they just kind of let it be, and it sucks, because that was a really, really good system. And it could have lasted for so long, doing so many different things, but they just lost it because it was so far ahead of its time, and it's... That's stupid to lose something like that.
What should I call it then?
Badass Mother!
No, Slurple!
Oh, Shrapnel!
One of them!
Badass Mother 4000! Twice as fast as your ass! Yeah, baby!
Look, how about we all just shut up and I turn it on?
Oh, one more thing. On Podomatic, I'm using a free membership right now. So I have limited amount of bandwidth that I am allowed to use. Really? I don't use it, so I don't know why they punish you. But limit you to use it. Basically, I can only let a certain number of people download my show a month. I get 7.5 gigs a month. So, for me, that's from the 20th to the 20th, because that's when I started. And from March 20th till today, I've used 7.6 gigs of bandwidth. I don't know how, I've only had 3 episodes. Apparently, this is a decent show. I don't fucking know why. But, yeah, so I'm way over, and they're like, you have a 7-day grace period. So I'm hoping this gets out to enough people that people will be like, oh, okay, so I won't be around for a while. If you didn't get that, I won't be around till the 20th. Or you won't be able to download anything after this week. Till the 20th or 21st of April. So get this while you can. Not that I can really control that, but download this episode while you can. Yeah.
My weenies won't cut.
Okay. Here's something really stupid. Right now I'm working on this one-act play, which is a really short play. It's, one-act. Hold on, I have a phone call.
I'm pretending there's someone on the other end of this phone, so I look important. Blah, 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 blah.
Sorry about that. Next time I will turn my phone off before I start casting. But I'm working on this one-act play, which I've talked about it a couple times before. But my director is complete fucktard. He is stupid. We've had we finally had our second practice on Friday. In a month. A fucking month. We open... The show opens May 12th. And we've had 2 practices so far. 2 practices. How stupid is that? How absolutely ridiculously stupid is that? God, he's such a fucking pothead. He's always like, what? Oh, yeah, we'll have practice sometime. Fuck. And it's pissing the hell out of me. Because, like, I actually want to do the show because it's a good show and it's interesting. I auditioned for it. I'm committed to it. But he just is absolutely retarded with this. And it's annoying the hell out of me. Everybody's like, come on, let's have practice. All the cast members and his stage manager is like, let's have practice, let's have practice, let's have practice. And he's like, maybe later, man. Yeah. And it this is stupid. Absolutely stupid. Because he's just fucking himself over. He's gonna look bad, we're gonna look bad. I don't want it to look bad because of his stupid, dumb ideas. And I don't know what to do about this. Fucking hell.
Hello?
This is something else that's been pissing me off, completely unrelated to everything else I've been talking about, really, is these stupid fucking emails that a lot of people send out, and it's just like, it's one of those forward emails that either tell a story or good heartwarming message. And this one guy I know, he sends like 8 a day. He sends 8 of those goddamn emails a day. And he is the worst spam I know. Because he sends out everything that's like, send this or you'll get bad luck for 5 years. Or anything that he thinks anyone... I don't know. I don't really know why he sends it. But he does. All the time. And I can't believe he actually sends stuff like this. Because it's just annoying. And he... I think it was really funny. He's always talked about how much he hates fat people and how annoying they are. Especially fat people from Florida. And what's really funny is he is kind of big. I hope he's not listening because he'd kill me. But he is, and he talks about how he hates fat people all the time. All the time. And he's like, they're so ugly and they're so annoying and so gross. I'm like, dude, shut up. Stop your bitching. Shut the fuck up. And he won't. And it's just... My God. I just want to smack the guy. But I can't because he's usually driving the car when he's talking and bitching. So I kind of just let him talk and I just kind of drown it out. Fucking hell. This pissed me off. I didn't think I had much to bitch about. Apparently I do. Oh man, my computer's annoying the hell out of me right now. Everything's fucking closing. I get that stupid, not responding thing all the time with Firefox, with Skype, with iTunes, with pretty much any program I use for more than 24 hours, like I have up for more than 24 hours, basically will close. And I hate it. Because sometimes I click on something. Like, I don't use iTunes for a couple of days, and then I come to my computer, and I click, and I go to one song, and it's like, oh, I can't do that, fuck it. And it's, I hate computers. I hate them so much. But why am I so much of a geek to actually be doing them all, doing them. Ew, doing computers, you screwed a computer. No, to actually be like working on them all the time. Because they're fun to like work on and build. I just fucking hate all the software problems they have. Because basically any program written for a computer is just... It blows major cat dick. that's a good one. I like that. Cat dick. Blows major cat dick. So... yeah, basically that's gonna be the show right there. Because I really don't know what to talk about anymore, and I'm kind of like, fuck it, mood right now. And I just want to get this out so everyone will know why you won't be able to download for a few weeks. Because I'm pretty popular, apparently. Because I don't know why. This show fucking sucks. I really don't get it. But, yeah. You listening here, email me, give me questions, comments, concerns, advice, suggestions, something, I don't know, that way I can add on to the show, or leave me a voicemail so I can play it on the show. My number is 206-666-2845. Oh fuck, my email is toonkidtalks@gmail.com. Other than that, yeah. So I guess I'll see y'all in 10 days or so. Peace out.
driving down the road, we was chilling and making funnies. With the windows rolled down, bump bump went the ground as we searched on for honeys. And then next to me, from out of the blue, comes the riciest rocket I'd ever seen. He rolled down his window, revved his V4, and gleaming an awful gleam. I looked at my friend, he looked at me, he said, sometimes you gotta race. So I stepped on the gas, went back to the past, as he tried hard, hard to chase. At the next light, he kicked and he screamed, and he said, I wasn't ready. And I laughed out loud till he got out, and I said, now listen here, buddy. Putting a spore on a Honda Civic does not make it a sports car. It may look really fast when you step on the gas, you may as well have a golf cart. He said, oh, you think that's really funny, as I rolled on the ground. I thought he might appreciate the humor in the statement, but he sped off, heading towards town. We thought nothing of it, and went on our way, enjoying the Texas weather. Till late that night, we was chilling downtown, when I heard the awful sound of leather. 22 fellas, ready to race, with their high beams cocked and ready. We're stopped at a light, ready to fight, so I stopped, turned and steady. They let out a roar, say what you said before, and we'll see you hang. So I grabbed my microphone, which I always carry with me, turned to them and sang. Putting a spore on a Honda Civic does not make it a sports car. May look really fast when you step on the gas, you may as well have a golf cart. So fellas,
what?
Fellas,
what?
When you're souping up your car, let's remember speed doesn't come by looks alone, I don't care who you are. Putting a spore on a Honda Civic does not make it a sports car. May look really fast when you step on the gas, you may as well have a golf cart. Putting a spore on a Honda Civic does not make it a sports car. May look really fast when you step on the gas.